Tom and Dennis, I'm going to point out that the next sheriff in Ingham County apparently will be Democrat Scott Rigglesworth, who will succeed his father, retiring Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Scott Rigglesworth says he's campaigned for almost 2 years, and now he's excited about the future.
I totaled up the days today. I've been campaigning for 658 days and balancing a full-time job and four children, and my wife's a school teacher, so I'm very proud of the campaign I ran, and I'm also very proud of how I was able to balance all the things going on in my life.
Scott Rigglesworth has been with the East Lansing Police Department for more than 20 years, currently serving as Administration Assistant and Public Information Officer. Well, we learned a few minutes ago that MLive Politics is calling the 8th District for Mike Bishop. Last time around, Tom, we talked about how well Bishop was appeared to be doing in Oakland County. Not a real big surprise here, I think, for anybody.
No, not at all. I think there was some worry that there would be some drag on the coattails of Donald Trump in this district, especially in Ingham County and Oakland County. Doesn't look like that happened at all.
AP reports, here's a big important race here that we have not spent a whole lot of time talking about. And that is the 1st Congressional District. AP reporting a sizable lead for Republican Jack Bergman in the 1st Congressional District, 56-39% over Lon Johnson. A lot of hopes there for the former state Democratic chairman here. This is with 48% of the precincts reporting, but a sizable lead. Dennis Denno, what do you make of the margin there?
Yeah, I mean, Lon Johnson did a good job raising a lot of money, but he's got... It's going to be tough for him to overcome those numbers.
Our effort here tonight at WKAR includes the Michigan State University Department of Journalism and their My First Election project. This employs the skills and energy of hundreds of student reporters from the MSU Journalism School, forming what is essentially Michigan's largest election team, covering the election and in particular, issues affecting first-time voters. I want to welcome a couple of participants in the My First Election effort here. Joe Grimm, formerly of the Detroit Free Press. Good to see you, Joe.
Thank you, Mark. Good
also,
to be here.
Also, Treasure Roberts is with us, a student here at Michigan State. I'd like to hear from both of you what you've been up to all day here. Joe, what's this experience been like here for you? This is your first My First Election, is it not?
Well, no, this is, we've done this a couple times before. Oh. This is my 11th election, presidential election, in a newsroom, and we're in a brand new newsroom today in the Communication Arts and Sciences building, and it's fantastic to see all these students, hundreds of them, working so hard to get these stories.
It's a dazzling space down there. It looks like an awful lot of fun. It looks like the food was everybody was well fed and so on. Treasure, what have you been up to today?
Well, I have to say today has been so exciting. Being in the newsroom, the environment is just awesome. And I've been working on a story about which way Michigan will swing later on today if we ever find out. I love being there. I've watched the anchors and the producers and just everybody work together to create stories for everyone. And I also have had so much guidance from my wonderful professor, Joe Grimm. So it has been a really exciting evening.
What's your specialty here on the faculty at MSU, Joe?
Well, it's coming into play today. I teach reporting and writing. I did, as you mentioned, work at the Free Press for 25 years. I was there last week when they had their election meeting, and Treasure just found at 10 o'clock tonight that although the state of Michigan's votes are 50-45% Trump, around 10 o'clock, the Free Press projected Clinton to win.
Right.
So the Free Press
we reported that
opposite
yeah.
of all the other media and even the numbers that are in so far.
Joe Grimm and Treasure Roberts of the My First Election effort, thanks for joining us. We're going to head back to NPR, and we will rejoin you here at 10:55 with more local coverage from WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Hope to see you then.